I'm Mike McCurdy. A group of volunteers on Bloomington's west side is standing up together to help their neighbors take a seat. Two dozen benches are being installed at Connect Transit bus stops on Washington and Market Streets. The first five are already in place, with more on the way. GLT's Ryan Denham asks West Bloomington Revitalization Project board member Robert Bosquez about the stories behind the benches.
So this bench project actually came about through a Illinois Wesleyan intern last year. She noticed that there was residents along the bus line, and they were standing, had nowhere to sit. So she thought, what of a better way to build some benches so they have somewhere to sit? She received a grant from Wesleyan, and that was her idea, and we ran with it. We built about 25 benches, and we've I intend to feature these along Connect Transit bus stops along West Bloomington.
So who built these benches? Who are the people who actually put these things together?
So it was all volunteers. We just put a call out on our Facebook page, and we got an overwhelming response of people who just wanted to come and build. Last May, we did two shifts, and we had about 50 volunteers in total, and built, again, like 24 benches in about 4 hours.
It sounds like we're starting to see these benches actually pop up now. They're starting to be installed on these Connect Transit routes. So tell me about where things stand as of today, and then what's next? When are we going to see more of them?
So we currently have five on West Washington. There's a little delay on some of the pads, but those pads will be coming, and those pads will be laid on Market Street.
And those pads are the pads that the benches actually sit on top of?
Correct, yes, the bench pads that they'll be sitting on. So, yeah, we have five on Washington, and we have we've already done three, and every Friday we want to feature. These benches have plaques that were purchased by community members, organizations, families, and they just dedicated it to, you know, a brother, a sister, or a mom and dad. So we want to get them involved, take a picture of them on the bench, and just share it through our social media outlets.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit more about the stories that are behind some of these benches and the dedications and the plaques that you have next to them. What are some examples of the types of stories and connections to either public transit or to the west side that you're hearing?
Sure. So our first one was actually one of the best ones. It was two sisters who their other brother moved from Iowa. In the town that he lived in Iowa, there was no public transit. So he had a hard time getting around. And once he moved here, they said that he came to life because with Connect, he was able to get to various places in Bloomington Normal without, you know, any assistance from, you know, having to catch a ride. He would catch the bus and he would be everywhere. And they just seen him, you know, his life kind of changed and evolved, and he was just so excited to be able to get out and about. So that was one of the very first ones we did, and that was just a great story. The second one that we featured was a couple that was, their parents had met on the west side, worked on the west side, lived and have their whole family here on the west side, and so they, you know, they had passed, and they just wanted to have something to dedicate to them and let them know how just, you know, again, how perfect, not how perfect, I guess, but how they liked the west side and, again, got around with Connect Transit from the very beginning.
Yeah, can you talk kind of more generally about the important role that public transit plays for folks who live on the west side and some of these folks you're telling me stories about today?
Sure. So, you know, some of the residents on the west side, you know, middle, low income, maybe elderly, some disabled, have a hard time getting around. So what a better way to, you know, catch the bus. And, again, the student who started this project would see, you know, families, especially with little ones or some of the elderly that were just standing on the bus stops, had no place to, you know, just relax for 5 minutes while the bus comes. So her project was a great project. And we're seeing it now, you know, grow. We're starting to see it take off. People are taking advantage of these benches, you know, on a hot day. You just want to sit for, you know, a couple minutes while you catch the bus. And we just love seeing, you know, families and along these bus routes just taking a little break before they catch the bus.
That's Robert Bosquez from the West Bloomington Revitalization Project. I'm Ryan Denham.
See photos and stories behind the benches on the Tool Library's Instagram. That's the Tool LIB or Tool Lib. You can also see some of the photos on our website, wglt.org.
Bus stop, wet day, she-